Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 87. It is good to be in the house of God. Psalm 87, a psalm or song for the sons of Korah. Its foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. Amen. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singer as the players on an instrument shall be there. All my springs are in thee. It is great to be called the children of God. It's great that our names are written in heaven. That's why we must know how to live and how to behave. Christ is coming and he will take those who are ready. He will take us as we continue to preparing ourselves and be ready for his coming. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be called the children of God through the blood of Jesus. Through your work and sacrifice on the cross, you shed your blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, God, for your presence in our lives. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for establishing your church, establishing all the service and the ministries that will work for our well-being, O Lord, to perfect us, to make us mature, to grow in your grace, to reach the full knowledge, and to be in full maturity in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we will not be tested no more by all the cunning waves of false teaching. Lord, we ask you to bless this day, bless this time of prayers, bless this meeting, O God. We invite you by the Holy Spirit, come and minister to each and every one of us as we pray. Convict us, lead us to pray according to your will. Let's give thanks to God for all the good things that he gives us. Thank you, God, for all the favors, for all answered prayers, for all the things that you give, even the very smallest things. We cannot get without you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. Give thanks to God. Remember, count your blessing and give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you give us and provide for us, O God. Let's now confess to God our sins and our shortcomings, the lack of commitments, and also the things that we know right and we are not doing. These all sins. Not only the bad things you do is sins, but the right thing that you know very well you need to do and you are not doing, that's another sin. Repent in the presence of God, so nothing will hinder your prayers. Yes, Lord. Accept our repentance, our turning back to you. Lead us to victory. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse your church and the workers and everyone who confesses and renounces sins. The wrong things that we have done, as we confess it, Lord, cleanse us and shield us, O Lord, and protect us from all the vices, from all the schemes of Satan. Let's come now to God and ask him your needs, not the want, but your needs. The Lord shall provide for us according to his glorious riches and according to his will in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Grant us our petitions and our needs, and whatever we ask, Lord, that we are in need of it, you give us, you provide for us. We need healing, we need a provision, we need problem to be solved, a door to be opened, all in the hand of God. Yes, Lord, we will not go to people, but we are coming to you. And you will not move. We continue to knock on your door to give us that need, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. By faith we receive what we ask of you. In the name of Jesus. No one can satisfy us but your hand when it is open. Our eyes on you. Yes, O God. To provide even for tomorrow the things we need, you will provide, O God. Heal, provide, strengthen, give wisdom, open the door, open a way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cry to God, cry to the Lord. He will answer you. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray if you know anyone who is in distress, brothers and sisters, or problems, or he needs something, you pray. You cry to God for him. You intercede on his behalf. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy. Answer our prayers on the behalf of our brothers and sisters who are in need. Relieve them, O God, relieve them. Help them, Lord, help them to persevere. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings. Pray. God, I pray for order in each and every family. His husband will lead the family according to your will to be the head as you ordain. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands as they are leading the family into your will. I pray for each parents to discipline their children and to raise them in the fear of yours. Pray for children to respect and honor their parents and obey the instruction that they give them from your words in the name of Jesus. Blessing upon each and every family who obey you, O God. Let them be a testimony to others around them in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job, your work. the place that you are working. Pray it will prosper. Pray that you will be a good example. You will work well. Pray that the Lord will grant you a prayer for them to be saved, that you can evangelize also. Lord, thank you for all the jobs, the visas and the salaries that we are receiving from the places that we are working. Stabilize us, protect our incomes as we decided to bring our tithes and offering and our first fruit to you, Lord, and what due for you will give. Protect these places of work and prosper them for our sake, for the sake of your church and your people. I pray that we will shine, we will evangelize, we continue to pray for them to be saved. As we pray for our bosses to be saved and to know God in the name of Jesus, that you will reveal yourself to them. Pray now for the places that you came from, your cities, your villages, your towns, our own people, our neighbors, our relatives, our friends from this place. Let's pray for them to be saved, that God will send his word. And let us pray also that we will do our active part in reaching them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Lead us and guide us, strengthen us to preach your word, O God. Hear, O my Lord, send me. Use me, O God. Open to me ways and opportunities. I thank you for all the facilities on the media to reach them. I pray, open their hearts to read your word, to listen to the messages, and to apply them in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this place where God had placed his church in UAE and also in the other places that the church expanded to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let's pray that our scattered members, families, even single member, even the small congregation of the church, that Lord, stabilize all these places, grant us favor from the governments and the rulers, that all our needs will be provided and we will receive facilities. We pray for your provision upon us. We pray for protection upon us from the non-believers. We pray for them to be saved. Oh God, we come against all spirit of extortion, abuse, oppressive, whatever oppressive rules against your church and your people, we rebuke and we break in the name of Jesus. We pray for the salvation of those in the governments. We pray for you to stretch out your hands and do miracles in the name of Jesus and give visions and dreams so people who are non-believers will know you, O God. And make a way, O God, that you will raise them with your gospel, with your word, and we will pray for them, O God, to be saved. Lord, give us a compassionate heart to the lost souls around us to evangelize. We pray for the prosperity of all these places, as you promise. If they prosper, we too prosper. And I pray, Lord, for these places that have been prosper. I pray they will share your blessings with your church and your people. Oh God, let nothing hinder your grace from reaching us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the church to grow. Let's pray for more souls to be saved, to repent, more people to receive water baptism, more Bible studies to be planted, more people and groups and language to be reached out. Lord, hear our prayers, O God. And I pray, Lord, fill us, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And our brethren have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism. Baptize them and give them the spiritual gifts so they will serve you, O God. And they will be fruitful. Give us the gifts of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge, evangelism, pastors, teachers, prophets, gift of healing, gift of faith, ushering, administration, giving. We need all these gifts, oh God, provide for us, and whatever things we are not aware and we need it, we trust you, Lord, for you promise, for your God, your Father, know what you need before you ask. Give us our needs, oh God, not our wants, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us to have the character of Jesus, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will be manifested more in our lives, to be more like you, to be a good example to others, to know you through our lives and to follow you. And Lord, we pray for today's worship, anointed, O God, anoint, O Lord, the prayers, the songs, the instruments, the giving, the message, even anoint this recording, O God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, that to reach the places that you wanted to reach, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your goodness as we worship and sing, anoint our voices, O God. Bring us to the most holy place, O God. Reveal yourself to us. Speak to us. Guide us and instruct us of what we need to do. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand in God's presence. Let us worship the Lord with all our hearts, surrendering our lives and will unto Him. us hard. You may wearing mask on your face, but God sees what's in the heart. Your stand, your commitment, God wants it clear before Him. Come to God in full repentance. Give your life fully to Him. It's about eternal life that God had given to us. We need to commit our life fully, so our name will continue to be written in heaven. Yes, O God, I pray for true repentance in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, God. We thank you for sending always your word, your warning, to challenge us, to challenge your people, to turn back from sin, from idols, from the world, from their own ambitions and plans, and to come back to you in full. Continue, Lord, search our hearts and lives to surrender everything to you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
You
Teach us your ways, O God. Help us to continue to serve you wholeheartedly with conviction, with convincing power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. We thank you, God. We bless you. Open the eyes of your people, O God, to continue to commit their lives and ways fully unto you. In Jesus' name.
The Father, right.
Prayer intercession is two way. We ask God, we intercede. And also the Lord will ask us to do certain things so that our prayers will be answered. Oh God, lead us. We know, Lord, that the power of darkness will not prevail. Speak today to your church and to your people, our assignments, and the things that you want us to do. Give us understanding and change our hearts and mind and ways of thinking. Help us, O God. Help those who are willing to understand and grasp the vision and what you want each and every one of us to do. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence and let us now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and our vows as we bring to God. The Lord shall fulfill his promises and open the windows of heaven and bless us and rebuke the devours in our lives, and he will pour out so much blessing that we will have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all the jobs and incomes, salaries and resources that you allow, that you receive it to come to us, to your church and your people, as we bring the portion that belongs to you, the tithes, the various offerings, the first fruits. We pray that you open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep, and rebuke the devourer in our lives in the name of Jesus, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. I pray, protect the jobs and incomes of your people, those who have no income and job, provide for them, O God, give them their daily needs, meanwhile in the name of Jesus, and I pray you anoint this amount of money, multiply it, use it for your glory to reach the lost, to reach people who are in need of yours. We thank you, God, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today we'll continue to speak about the church in Thyatira. That will be the last part today, and the message directed to the faithful people who are called to lead revival, reformation, holiness, and the righteousness of God that he wants to implement in his church. And the message is encouraging message to go on and serve the Lord, and we will see the reward of God to those who had committed their lives to serve him and to stand firm at this very critical and serious moment in the life of the church, where the church is corrupted, as was in the church of Thyatira, with false teachers and false prophets, with Jezebel and her disciples and Ahab and his followers. And God wants us to stand. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, and we read verse 25 and to verse 29, "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and words to teach us and direct us, to teach your church and people your ways, to encourage us to continue to stand firm and do the work of yours and do the reformation and bring back things in the way that you ordain it, according to your word. Let your word bring healing, wholeness, deliverance from sins and bondages and understanding, O God. Let us, as we hear your word, commit our lives and ways unto you to continue to serve you in the ordained way that you want us. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 25, the Lord say, but that which ye have already, but he is telling that you have done good things and you have achieved good things. And also he is telling that in your hand there are good things had been achieved, had been accomplished. You need to care, you need to discern that you have done good things and don't allow these things to go away and be lost. He say, hold fast till I come. The Lord will come, sure. The meaning of that, I will come either. He will come in the form of judgment, or he will come for his second coming. He's telling them that I know what is going on and I will come. You be responsible on your part. You have achieved good things. Yes, true. The Church of God, we had achieved good things. We have received the teaching of the Lord, that we had implement the teaching of God, and we have reached a state, and we need to keep that situation. And I confess to you, to keep the teaching that we had received and we implement, it is very hard now, due to different factors, due to worldliness, due to persecutions, due to people used by Satan to do his own, to do their own will, and also financial pressure and economical pressures may hinder us to keep what we had attained. But what he say here, he is telling them, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. Hold fast. Hold on, keep your position, keep your achievement. Therefore, listen, we may be losing people and we should be ready to let some people go away because we cannot afford to compromise for their sake. Amen? If they will continue, they will be the one to dilute and compromise the teaching. We should not give in to what we had attained till now. No compromises. That's what devil wants. No give in. No approving the wrongdoing that's going on in the world. The immoralities, as we mentioned, with all kinds, the worldliness. Using the church for politics, manipulation. They will even manipulate us financially, economically, to make us submit to them. We need to hold on what we have, not to compromise. Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 2, 2 John chapter 1 and verse 8. 2 John chapter 1 verse 8, there's only one chapter. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, which we have done, but that we receive a full reward. He said, what you have achieved till now, hold it. What you have done till now, good, hold it till the end. Till the Lord will come in his judgment or in his second coming, so that we will be fully rewarded. We need to be careful how to implement the things that the Lord had assigned for us to do. Let's go back now to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26. Hear the Lord, verse 26, he says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. So here the Lord, the promise of God now to the faithful and those who will overcome. And the question is, how we can overcome? We need to believe what we spoke previously. How to overcome? We have assignments and responsibility. We need to continue to do these all assignments. Second, we need to be willing to accept suffering and persecutions from devil and those who work with devil to hinder us, those who compromise us, those who want to bring in immoralities and food offer for idols and all the corruption inside. We need to accept that as we resist them, they will persecute us. We need to accept suffering and persecution. Number three, we should not take part in any wickedness of what is going on. Four, we should not compromise or give in to them, even when they are pressurizing us. Listen to this number five. Number five, we should agree with God. Whatever God is going to do, even something that is terrible things he will do, we should stand with God and not with their people. And number six, if we are asked to do terrible things, we need to do them. That's how we will overcome. And we have responded. Why? Certain time God will ask us to do terrible things. As we mentioned in the Old Testament some examples and in the New Testament some of the examples. Why? Number one, God wants to discipline and punish those who are evildoers and false prophets and false teachers. Number two, God wants to revenge his servants, the prophet, who suffer on the hand of those evildoers. Number three, in the terrible things that God will do, we are part of it. We are giving chance for the wicked to repent and come back to God and save him with us. Number four, when we agree with God and do the terrible things that he wants us to do, we are protecting ourselves and we are protecting the remnant who are with us. Have you got the point here? There is a certain time when we obey the things that God wants us to do, it is terrible things, but that is our protection. Because when we pray to God, protect us, God asks us to do certain things, that thing will protect us. And the last point, why we need to do terrible things for God, so that those who are hindered from coming to the Lord, they will find a way open for them to come to Christ. Have you get the point here? For all these things, we need to do, and in such a way, we will be among those who overcome. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end. He say here, we need to keep his works. He say my works. What is the work of Jesus? Works of evangelism. Works of making disciples. Works of baptizing the disciples. The works of Jesus is to plant Bible studies. The work of Jesus is to discipline those who are doing wrong. The works of Jesus is a charity work. Is a work of love. Is a work of faith. Is a work of obedience. And work also to combat those evildoers that they want to bring wrong things inside the church. The church of God today is Thyatira Church. And I'll repeat again. We need to clear up. And God is working. He say, and keepeth my works until the end. Until the end, God is now disciplining the church. You know, he told them, keep my work until the end. He's telling them, you continue to persevere as I am cleansing, I am dealing with it. The end is to the end that the church of Thyatira finally to be cleared from Jezebel and Ahab and their followers. To be cleared from the phenomena of boyfriend and girlfriends, immoralities, living relationship, divorce and remarriage. I tell you the truth. The churches in America, almost all of them, they agree about divorce and remarriage. Tell you the truth. And they are propagating this to the whole world. The birthday celebration, the Halloweens, with the skull they bring to the church. That's what they are doing. The Valentine's Day, all this nonsense, and they will use the church government and the offices of the church to combat the workers, the true prophets, who rebuke them and rebuke their deeds. He say, I will come. He say, keep my work till the end. It means God is doing campaign on the church of the earth as he's doing now with the COVID. The pandemic of COVID is the work of God to discipline his church. We need to persevere. When he sends a letter to them, when he's telling them here, you know, like I am in the church of Thyatira and I am receiving the letter. And he said, keeping my works unto the end. Now I understand that God should do something to discipline. He mentioned to them what he's doing. Read verse 22 and 23 in your Bible. He told them, behold, I will cast her into a bed. And them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. And except they repent of their deeds. He say, he promised that he will cast her into the bed. Sure, he was doing it. When the letter reached, those who are faithful, when he told them, keep my work until the end, they are aware that God start to strike Jezebel and the followers and those like Ahab, to strike them with the plagues and sicknesses and destroying. And also verse 23, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. So when he told them, keep my works till the end, I already started dealing with the church. God is already starting dealing with the church of God, with all the churches. And approve his word and the teaching that he sent us. And he will not stop, I tell you, until they repent fully of all these phenomena that I mentioned all over again in all my writings, in all my preachings. God will not stop. And death is coming more. Destruction and destroying is going on. Judgment of God is coming. And he wants us to stand firm, to continue the work, and to keep the works of him unto the end. To him will I give power over the nation. He said, those who overcome, to him or to her. You know, here, to overcome is something personal. Salvation is personal. It cannot be transferable. Parents cannot give to the children salvation. Wife cannot give to the husband salvation. Husband cannot give to his wife salvation and vice versa. To him who overcome. Everyone who stands firm, we will receive the power now. Now the power is controlled, before controlled by Jezebel. Before, if I would speak against birthday parties, I am already, almost they will hang me. Now I can speak, because already God destroyed everything related to that. Now birthday parties only on the Facebook, but nothing on reality. And the other phenomenon is doing, but still, no repentance, no repentance, and God will continue. But he say here, the one who overcome, I will give him power over the nations. Why God, he will give power to those who overcome? Because they are the right people. to teach the new disciples, to teach the heathen, the nations, the right ways of God. You know, before we speak about the Catholic, if the Hindu person come to the faith in Christ through a Catholic church, they would teach him about Mary. We speak like that. But no, Hindu coming to the faith in Christ in the born-again church, what they would teach him? All the nonsense, the immoralities. Live-in relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend. Court and date and check your luck with the Valentine Day. That's what they are teaching now. The main leaders of the church are teaching this. What they would teach? Halloween with a skull in the church and they celebrate it. All Saints Day. What they would teach? Corruption in the church. Have you heard about business pyramid or pyramid of business? They were teaching in the churches how to make businesses. They were approaching me, you can come and teach us, you think. I have the Bible, will teach me everything. Nonsense they introduce inside the churches. They are unfit to teach. They are unfit to lead. That's why he says here, hold to the end. Hold fast till I come and keep my words unto the end. To him will I give, to him who overcome, will I give power over the nations. He will give us power to evangelize, to teach, to discipline, to disciple, to deal with evildoers. And that's the authority from the Lord for us, we who overcome. You know, he will give us power over the nation to teach them the apostle teaching. You know, the heathens, the Gentiles, are the nations, what he means here. And the present churches today had broken the apostles' teaching. We can read what they have done. In book of Acts chapter 15. We who overcome, God will give us the power over the nation to teach them again the apostle teaching. Acts 15, and we will read what was the decision of the apostles in Jerusalem to the Gentiles churches, and we are the Gentiles. What is the apostle instruction to the Gentiles? We will read verse 19. These instructions have been broken now by the churches of God and churches of Christ through Jezebel and Ahab ministries. Verse 19, Acts 15, 19 and 20. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols. Halloween and Valentine and Christmas and New Year and Father Day and Mother Day, are these not idols? In the Mother Day, gift to your wife and gift to your mother, gift and flowers. Are these not idols? And from fornication, that's immorality. That's where the boyfriend and girlfriend and all the nonsense, court and dating and marriage, before marriage, all fornication. This is the apostle teaching that the churches of God and the churches of Christ had broken by condoning all the immoralities that's come to mind. And from fornication and from things, the drunken and from blood. And in verse 28, the same repeated. Apostle James and Peter. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourself, ye shall do well, for ye well. This is the apostle teaching that is broken now. Hardly you can get virgin boy and girl get into marriage now in the born again churches. Tell me if I am wrong. Tell me. If my data and my statistics are wrong, send me your data and statistics so I will repent. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, until I clear up all what is in Thyatira, I will give him the power over the nations. He may also mean here the power of over the nations. You know, before the millennium reign of Christ, God will give us power to overcome the Antichrist, and we will enter into the millennium reign of Christ. We can read about that in the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 7, and verse 25 to 27. There will be an end for the wickedness in the church of Thyatira. That's the promise of God for us, for me. I'm very encouraged today. And I'm seeing how God is dealing with the churches today. And I'm glad I stand with him. And I praise him for his cleansing work in his church. Thank you, Lord. And verse 25 to 27. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. That's the Antichrist. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. That's we. And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, amen, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. That's the promise of Jesus in the book of Revelation to us. I'll give you a power to those who overcome over the nations. Will be given to the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Let's go back to the book of Revelation, chapter 2. And what are more promises that the Lord will give to us? He say to those who overcome, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. That's where the power and authority, rod of iron. It could be the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God that we preach. It will break the rocky and stony heart and make it supple, and make it melt, and make it humble before the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is the salvation of God. It's the rod of God of Aaron to expand the gospel, to expand the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will give us that rod, that when we speak we have authority. And he shall rule them with the rod of iron. Rod of iron, also the authority that will be given to the church to discipline. The strictness of teaching the word of God, the narrow way that people hate now, is the rod of iron that he mean here. As the vessel of a potter shall they broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father. You know, we have authority to disciple and to preach and to discipline. And we have authority also to make an end for the wicked thing that is in the church, and to deal with those evildoers. God will give us this authority in the book of Psalms, chapter 2, as when he says, "As I receive of my Father." Psalms chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, "You say, as I receive from my Father," and he mentioned that in Matthew 28, that all authority in heaven and earth had been given to me. And in Psalms chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, the nations." That's what he said, "I will give you power over the nations, those who overcome." We need to pray, as Jesus prayed. As he pray and he receive, as we obey, and we pray to him, we will receive also from him the authority of over the nations. "Ask of me, I shall give thee the nations. I'll give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron." That's here the promise of God. You will break them, you break the heart of the wicked, make it melt with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the word of God, not with parties and other naughtiness. No. "With the rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessels." That is where the end of Antichrist before the millennium. And we will reign and rule with him. And we will break them with the into like a potter's vessel into pieces. That's the authority to discipline and strictness, to lead the church in the right way, to lead the disciples of Jesus Christ, to prepare the church for his second coming. These are all the promises of God. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 28, what he will give us more? He give us authority over the nation, and we shall rule with the rod of iron, and we will receive power, authority. That's why we need to pray and ask God. And as I mentioned, prayers, not only you pray, but you have to do also certain things, even the terrible things. Needed, mandatory to do it. So that you can be called overcomer in the eyes of God. Verse 28, "And I will give him the morning star." The morning star in the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We can read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 16. The morning star is appear after the night. After the night finished coming, the dawn, after the dawn, where the morning star, after the morning star, the sun shining. I give him the morning star. The Lord will shine in our lives, the glory of Jesus. And verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." We are in the night. No, church, we are in the night. But we are looking, approaching the dawn, where the night over and the morning star will shine in our heart, and our days will be everlasting brightness in his presence. That's why, listen carefully, "But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works and to the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessel of butter, shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's all stand. Yes, Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. God wants true repentance. God wants you to be overcomers. You must get fully involved in all this teaching, so that you will have authority over the nations. You will have the rod of iron. And that you may be broken into shivers, the wickedness and the power of darkness. And you will witness with us the morning star, the Lord Jesus Christ, shining in our lives in signs and wonders and miracles to aid us, to confirm to us, to confirm to others that we are His servants. Come to the Lord. Believe in God. Ask Him that He will change you, to transform you, to serve Him. Give in and compromise our wickedness in the sight of God. Non-willingness to discipline others and do the work of God in a proper way is rebelliousness and disobedience. Come to God in repentance and surrender your life and ways and will fully to Him in Jesus' name. Change your people, O God. Transform them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Power of your love.
take your word and spread it, O God, to reach your people, to change them and transform them. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and free us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.